Yo, here we are in the heart of Manchester, England, with the Scallop Guide to the places with the dodgiest faces. Who am I? I'm the host with the most amount of class, eh? Scally. Agent Scally. Former CIA Special Ops. Not a lot of people know that, because it's classified information, innit? My job was to destabilise Britain by starting race riots and getting black guys to kill each other. Cushy job, really. I mean, being half-caste, I'm on the front line, aren't I? I know everything about 18 blacks and whites. Where I live, it's called Hume. It's flat as fuck for miles around with loads of tower blocks like a giant concrete carpet. What I like about living in an high-rise, you get a smart view of the old city. Out there is my estate, Seven Sisters. Seven tower blocks, each one covered with CCTV cameras. Always somebody watching you. Of course, that don't stop shit going down. Any time of the day or night, there's always somebody shifting something. And it was one of them sort of nights when my whole life changed forever. We was just sitting there, right, in Red Red's flat. Red Red lives in the block next to mine. Buzzard Court, yeah? First floor? Yeah, you know the place. Everyone does. Even the pigs. Red Red's the only mate I got left from school, man. All the rest are dead. They're inside. He's half-caste like me. Funny thing is, right, though, he grew up in Salford and his dad was from Ghana. But when he chats, it's pure yard style. Always going on about Rastamandus and I'd all that. Don't stop him selling smack to all the bagheads in Hume, though. So, everybody's there, smoking and smoking. It's dead quiet. Nobody's saying nothing. We're waiting for Red Red's runner, Pinky, to come round with a lucky bag, see? Can't remember when I got there. Seemed like I'd been there forever. Just waiting, smoking, sweating. The doorbell goes, and the old room shrinks like someone's just got it in their hand and squeezed dead tight. Pinky piles in, his face dead pale, man, like he's just had a serious dose of skag. And he dumps two brand new matte black TVs on the carpet. "What happened?" says Red Red. "3 hours we've been waiting." "What are you on about?" says Pinky. "I just left 5 minutes ago. Some madness going on out there, man. I just found these TVs hanging from trees outside." "No, for real, man. I was just walking up and I seen this big, vast, glowing blue light just floating, jellyfish style, over the trees, too bright for me to look at. And then, these 10-foot-tall black guys with red eyes started falling dead slow like shadow snowflakes, man. They scared the shit out of me, the way they just hung there in the trees. I tried to blink, you know, to see if I was dreaming. But when I closed my eyes, I couldn't get them open again. And I could still see them all. 8 black Buddhas hanging in the trees, staring with these red, red eyes. Then, they all opened their mouths at once. And I heard this noise. These voices started ringing like it was inside my head going, "Ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee." And there was this massive flash. Made my eyelids burn like crazy. When it stopped hurting, I looked up. And all I saw hanging from branches was these 15-inch Sony Trinitron monitors. Of course, I knew it was a sign meant for me. With my CIA training, I could tell that Pinky had had a close encounter. Of some kind, probably with something small, white and round. Whatever chemicals had set him off, I had to have some. Because those aliens were talking to me through Pinky. And the only way I could suss out what they were saying was by getting off my face like him. Psycho pills, Pinky called them. Come from a raid on Withington Hospital. They used them on schizo fuckers in psychiatric ward. Extract of belladonna. Simple dosage, right? 1 pill gets you stoned. 2 make you trip. 3 send you round the fucking bend for at least 24 hours. Tonight on Scally.com, it's story time. Once upon a time, there was a little boy called Scally that lived in a land where the people loved to play all night long. See, when it got dark, all the people woke up. They were the people of the darkness. Is anybody here scared of the dark? Go on, don't be shy. Tell me. Well, this little Pickney, Scally, loved the dark. All his friends were dead scared at night. But Scally, ever since he could remember, had always wanted to be in the dark. When it's dark, you can't see nothing, so you never know what's going to happen. It's dead exciting. And Scally's dad, well, he only got up when it got dark. But Scally was dead knacked, because his dad would never let him stay up with him. And every weekend, when they had big parties in their yard, Scally could feel the bass downstairs shaking his pillow. And he'd listen to all the people laughing and joking till he'd fall asleep. One night, Scally sneaked down to the bottom of the stairs to see what was going on. The sitting room was pitch black, except for a little blue light in the corner where the DJ was. All he could see was shadows dancing up dead close. And it was ram, man. The air was thick and wet, dead smoky. Just then, Scally saw the DJ look up as he changed the record. It was his dad, so he legged it quick.